So, Michelle, how's your choral health journey going? I want all of the details.
Oh my gosh, Mikkel, I am obsessed. So I started with this really amazing session with my health coach, Nicole, and we had a really in-depth conversation about how I'm feeling right now, what's working, what's not, and what my long-term health goals are. And then I had this comprehensive blood panel done. And I'm talking everything: complete blood count, thyroid, vitamin D, cholesterol, metabolic markers, like all the stuff. Then, like, this is the best part. This is where I got really good. I had an appointment with my nurse following this blood work, and she went through every single result and she explained what everything meant specifically for me, not just the numbers, but what they mean to me in the context of my health history and my family history. Yeah, it was really cool. And then the best part, I mentioned in passing that I've been frustrated with my libido and low desire. And it turns out that this nurse specializes in sexual health. And so, like, literally right then and there, she's like, "Oh, well, why don't we just redirect some of your health coaching sessions so we can work together on this?"
Oh my God, talk about personalized care. That whole team is so incredible. I love that we got to meet them in person at the National Menopause Show. It was so great.
I know, and their shirts, I love that it said, "We're your village," because honestly, that's what this feels like. Every time I message them with a question, and trust me, there's been a lot. But they respond so quickly and they've got these insights that are so specific to me, to my body, my goals, my health. Like, it's not just standard recommendations. It's awesome, Nick. And like, so smooth. And dare I say, it's almost kind of fun. I never thought I'd say that about my healthcare, but it's good. Like, I feel like they're investing in keeping me healthy long term and not just putting out fires.
Wow. I am even more jealous now. And for our listeners, who are probably also feeling a little envious, Coral is available in Ontario, Quebec, and British Columbia, with more provinces coming soon. Seriously, don't wait. This kind of personalized care is what we all deserve. Head to coral.ca and use code TIP5, that's TIP5, for 5% off. Mish, I was at this event recently, and this woman found out about this is perimenopause and what we do. And she tells me this crazy experience of hers where she was prescribed pellets, testosterone pellets, in a super high dose, and she had this pellet put in, and I think maybe more than one, if I'm remembering correctly, and she ended up with these bad side effects,
Like what?
voice changes,
Oh my God.
and she had to wait for that whatever pellet dose it was to dissolve, couldn't have it
Oh my
removed.
God.
And And the provider who did this apparently said that he couldn't prescribe estrogen because that wasn't safe, but the testosterone would make her feel better.
Shut
And I'm
up.
like, are you? Yes. And so she tells me this crazy story.
In like this deep manly voice.
My God. Funny, funny, not funny. Yeah. And she says to me, well, what do you think?
What, so like, yeah, what did you say to her?
So I was like, well, this isn't medical advice, and you need to get a new doctor.
Oh
Like,
my God.
run. Don't
Run.
walk, run.
That is so freaking scary and so confusing. Like, oh my God, this poor woman.
Yeah, I can't. It's so confusing. I can't believe all of the conflicting information there is online about testosterone. Well, maybe I can't actually believe all the conflicting information there is online, but it's a lot.
Well, it's a lot, and it's like even some of it from board certified medical practitioners, not just influencers.
I'm so glad we got to talk with Dr. Ariane Wiadecoste, Coral's medical director, and their co-founder and CEO, Fiona Lake Waslander, about testosterone and their approach to supporting women's midlife health. It really cut through the noise for me, and talking about their approach highlights why it's so, well, not just their approach, but their approach in the context of things like testosterone therapy, highlights why it's so important to find evidence-based providers and follow the science, right? So providers that follow the science and have the required nuance so that you can get optimal menopausal care.
That is perimenopause.
Sure is.
Fiona and Dr. Ariane, welcome and thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
So excited. We're really excited to talk about testosterone. And we wanted to talk about this because there, as part of the menopause zeitgeist, I'll call it right now, testosterone is becoming a big part of that conversation and a big part of that polarized conversation where there are some practitioners calling it a game changer for things like muscle mass, skin texture, in addition to libido. But the official medical position is it only works for libido. So who's right?
Wow, we're getting into things.
Let's just jump right in.
That's amazing. Yes, that's a great subject, and it's such an increasing awareness around testosterone and how, well, I think the first thing to know is that how this hormone is important in a woman's body. So this is where we start from. So what's the function of testosterone? So we're not even talking about replacement therapy. We're just talking, yes, women do have testosterone. Yes, it is important. It is important to many systems in the body from head to toes. But then the big question is that, should we supplement or not when it's starting to decrease? And the answer is yes and no. It's complicated.
As everything is with women's health.
So if we compare to the other hormones, estrogen and progesterone, testosterone doesn't drop suddenly at menopause. It starts dropping slowly from mid-30s, late-30s until the 60s. And sometimes we do even see a little surge again after the 70s. And we don't know exactly what level in the blood relates to symptoms. So this is why it's a bit hard also to prescribe. Unfortunately, most studies have been done around libido and sexual desire. So we don't have that many studies looking at other reasons to prescribe testosterone. And yes, the current guidelines are officially only around that. But then clinically, with doctors who has experience prescribing it, they've seen other improvement on other symptoms. And I think this is where you can find this nuance of why should I try it or not, but also be conscious that it doesn't work all the time. Especially in perimenopause, when there's so many things happening, so many cofactors affecting maybe the symptoms you think that might be improved by a test of prescription, and then you might be disappointed. And also testosterone, compared to combined hormone therapy at menopause, that can be sometimes a miracle on symptoms. Like really, if you're really suffering from many, many symptoms of menopause and you start HRT, you might in a few weeks feel so much better and this might change your life. But testosterone is not that of a magic pill that much of the time. We do see that when you some women start testosterone and they feel more energized, they have more motivation, more focus, more and or women that have been trying to do some resistance training and build muscle mass, then this is also adding up to the training and the eating and helping them, but not all the time, not all the time.
And so when you say it could help with other symptoms, so you're talking about potentially brain fog, weight gain, like those kind of symptoms, or what kind of symptoms would someone present to you and say, could testosterone help with this?
We have to be careful because, again, it's not, we shouldn't prescribe it only for those reasons apart from libido. But if we think of, so when we're in front of a patient, you always can talk about, okay, should we give it a try? And this is what off-label means also, is like, partner with your patient, have a good discussion around it, put the expectation in the right place, and then do a true follow-up and be close to your patients and see how it goes and reassess after 3 to 6 months. And if it did change a lot, then you keep on going with the, okay, do you think it's worth it? The risk, benefits. And so for those symptoms, like, yes, energy level, maybe brain fog, maybe not, more concentration and memory a bit more. And also all the, not only sexual function, but bladder function, everything related to genital urinary symptoms can be improved. And yes, not only the muscle mass, but the muscle recovering after training, or this kind of the stamina, motivation, mood. So those are symptoms that, yes, it can be really helpful.
Can I ask a really dumb question? Is it the same, I've got brain fog, I can't even think of the right word. Is it the same?
Formulations, you mean?
Thank you. Yeah,
formulations. Michelle and I share a brain. That's why we do this together.
Yes, that's a great question. And if symptoms are mainly around bladder function, vaginal, even vaginal dryness, or even some women will say, I'm not able to reach orgasm the same way. Mm. That yes. kind of symptoms, there's a great product approved by Health Canada, which is called Intrarosa. It's DHEA, so it's a precursor, it's a pre-hormone, and this will also help with testosterone function. So it's not testosterone, but it will enhance the activity of testosterone, the receptors there. Mm. If you go off-label, with a great discussion, you follow up with your patients, it can be tried, and I've tried it, and many women in perimenopause find it really, really helpful.
Let's maybe talk a little bit about off-label and what that means.
Yes. So when a medication is approved by Health Canada or the FDA in the US, mm-hmm. They have those studies, and they study a specific purpose for the medication, like a list of indication, a disease, or where you want to treat. And then it gets approved for that indication. And sometimes you can have a few indications, but... So it's kind of controlled in a way. So many medication, and we can talk about example for migraines, or that we can use some antidepressant for migraines. It is off-label. Many medication, we use them off-label, but they are still part of medical guidelines. So clinically, group of doctors say, you know, you're not alone doing this. You know, like many other doctors have this practice, it is acceptable as a doctor to do it, but you're still off-label. So testosterone currently is like that. It's not even approved officially in Health Canada. The only formulation, official ones that are available commercially, are for men. So this is one of the issue we have now if we want to prescribe it to women, because we need to give a very small amount of the dose of a man formulation, and it's a bit tricky with the pharmacy, and so it makes it a bit more complicated for testosterone. But prescribing off-label, we do it not all the time, but very often in the medical practice.
And so these would be like a cream. So the woman would, my understanding with testosterone currently, if it is prescribed, that they get the man's dose, and then they have to kind of split it up themselves, and like, is that true or is that not true?
Yeah, well, it depends. So if you go with the commercially available ones, there's a few different formulation, but you can, a bit like the estrogel, you yes. have a pump where you pump and you say, okay, just go 1/10 of the pump, or half a pump every 2 days, or, you know, it's then you have sachet of gel, so it's mostly gels yeah. or cream. And yes, so you can have this little packet of gel, and you say use only a quarter of the every day. Then for a while we had this one in the nose, but it's back order now.
What? Yes, wait, what?
Like a little, yes.
Like a nose spray?
Yes. So some women liked it, some other were like,
interesting.
But, yeah, interesting. And then you can also apply it directly to the vulva or vaginally, which the dose will be smaller. You have to adapt the dose but it is still used for systemic symptoms, like not only genital urinary symptoms, because since you apply it to the vaginal wall, it's a mucosa. So it's like if you were putting it in your cheek or it get absorbed. The absorption is great, actually. And then there's also compounded options. And I think compounded, we have to be very, very careful because they are not advised. They are not, they are much less regulated. So you don't know exactly the dose, but I think they can be a great option if you're very careful. And then it is recommended to do a blood test after a few weeks, 6, 8 weeks, 2 months, 3 months point, to check this absorption and know where you're at. It can actually be, unfortunately, a much cheaper option because testosterone is often not covered by either OHIP, you're in Ontario, or RAMQ in Quebec, or even private insurance because they're approved for men.
Not for women.
Yes, yes.
I never even considered that aspect of it.
And what we do see now, and this is why we've been talking to compounded pharmacy, is that now pharmacists are very more cautious about the prescription they hand out to the patients, which is fine. But then they get a bit fussy about, oh, use only a quarter of the packet. And, you know, like kind of not clear dose, you know, like to leave into the hand of the woman how to dose herself. So they like to give a specific dose with pre-syringe and very fixed dose. So when they do that, they need them, the pharmacy need to ask another pharmacy that will prepare those doses. And then the cost is like 10 times higher.
Okay, so can we, I kind of know what I think some of the symptoms might be, but we keep talking about, we keep edging around, like, if the dose isn't right, if the dose is too high, what kind of symptoms am I going to get as a woman if I'm getting too much testosterone?
Yeah. So the two most common symptoms, which can happen even in normal range dose, will be hair growth.
Okay. So like in places that, like, my whiskers and
a little bit, yes, or just like you have to shave your legs more often.
I barely shave them as it is. now that it's fall and winter, I'm not shaving until the summer. It's fine.
So maybe that's a sign it's too much, but that can happen. And also acne. Yeah. So those are the two most common symptoms. Then when you reach point of higher doses, probably too high, is hair loss. So it's kind of the opposite.
Like male pattern baldness? Like, am I going to get like the...
Yes.
Oh. Yes. I don't want my father's... My dad's got the comb over. Totally not. Anyway.
So it can... Yeah, I mean, it's... And then it's like... things that you want to achieve when you use testosterone for a transgender.
Yeah, yeah.
So right. Deepening of the voice and even clitoris enlargement.
Like, and how big? Like, what are we...
I don't have a measure, but... So this will be only if you give a male dose or like too high dose. So you will have other side effects way before...
You would notice.
Really bad. Yes, you'll have acne. You'll have this kind of shiny skin. Yes, this only, we've seen it only happening when you really give too high dose. So if you make sure that you give a really small dose, you follow, you do the blood test, you check the absorption, and you also have to, when you do a blood test, there's different parameters you need to check because the testosterone will bind to some protein. And maybe even if you test it in the blood, it doesn't mean how much it is active. So you really have to be careful about the small side effect that may be a sign of too much testosterone.
That's really good to know. Wow.
Well, there is an... Australia has a product that is approved for women, correct? For libido.
Yes.
Yeah. So it is possible. And it's, you know what? Sex is important for us too. We should have a product.
Yeah. And if you look at sex, the bigger way, you release some hormones that is really powerful for relaxation and lower down the cortisol.
That's a really good reminder because I'm like stressed out to the bag right now. And my husband would probably gladly like, and I was like, I'm too stressed out. But now thank you for that reminder.
You're going to reframe that, Michelle.
I need to have more sex.
It's like going to the gym. Yeah. Yes. It's hard to do to start, but then the benefits you feel good after. Remember
I'm,
that.
I'm not doing the gym either. I'm not doing the gym either right now. It gets all gone to hell in a handbasket. But okay, I'm bringing it back. Thank you.
Fiona, maybe this is a question for you. We've talked about testosterone and access, right, a little bit. And maybe we could use that example to take the opportunity to talk about how Coral is taking a different approach to women's health, you know, to help women feel better, but also to help break down barriers. And part of that is also encouraging women to be curious, right, and to take an active role in their health. So maybe we could jump into that a little bit.
It's a complicated topic. It's like an unrealistic expectation to walk into your family doctor's office and ask him or her, can I have testosterone? And he or she will be like, yes, no, I don't know. I mean, it's they have to track so many things, right? They're dealing with pediatrics up to geriatrics and all in between, and they have to triage. And so to expect that they are experts in this is sort of unrealistic. I wish they were. Like, I wish that they could be, but it's just not, our system is not set up for that. And so I think where we come in is providing, you know, expert care. And I think that's what women have to start thinking about, is saying, hey, you know, my family doctor is going to be good at some things, but for something really specialized that takes this kind of follow-up, that takes this knowledge. I mean, Allianz attending training and reading their latest research on a continuous basis, because it's evolving, the research is evolving. That's where Coral comes in. And our goal with our program is to first start with really understanding underlying issues. So, I mean, even we've talked today about, there's libido, there's, you know, pain during sex, there's hot flashes, there's anxiety, mental health, all these things could be caused from a number of things and could have a number of different solutions, right? Like, and every woman's going to be different as well. So the first thing we do is very detailed set of lab tests, very detailed understanding of your history and your current situation. We look at also things outside of medical, like what's your exercise level? So you connect your, my Fitbit. Everyone on my team watches my sleep, for example. You look at your sleep. We look at your activity levels. We look at your heart rate variability. So really get a whole picture of you first and make sure that each woman understands what all these different things mean. And, you know, gone are the days, you know, you go to your doctor and they're like, oh, labs are good. And you're like, oh, okay. We actually have a display where you can go and you can see your labs and see your results. Michelle, I don't know if you, oh, you just did your labs this morning.
I just did my labs this morning, so I'll let you know.
But yeah, and we look at where, like what the optimal range is for certain markers, not just do you, I have the disease or not, but what's optimal. So the idea is to give a really holistic view. And take the time with the women to fully understand. And again, this is something we can offer that the public health system, those doctors, I'm sure they would love to spend an hour with their patients. No question they would love that. But their model is not set up for that. And so that's sort of the big sort of first thing we do. Meet with the women one-on-one, make sure they understand what's going on, and then offer a set of recommendations that are a mix of medical interventions as well as lifestyle adjustments. And I'll leave it to Allianz to talk about why those two things, because I think that's really important. But it's an important part. So let women understand the benefits of the different things, the risks of the medication, and involve them in the discussion for their care. And then the last piece is the ongoing support. So making sure that we have sort of timely follow-up from the doctors, make sure that every woman on our platform is paired with a health coach so that the health coach is, you know, staying on top, motivating, supporting. They can alert the medical team if, you know, there's questions or there's, you know, concerns. They can escalate back to the medical team. The medical team is watching symptoms. So it's really longitudinal care. And it's something that we're really proud of because we do really believe it sort of, it stands out from the other sort of point solutions that are out there.
I would agree with you. In my short, you know, week that I've been on the app already, we interviewed someone last week about cholesterol. So immediately I was like, what about this? And immediately Nicole, who's my health coach, was like, I don't have the answer, but let me go back to the doctor. And like, it's been seamless. It's been really, I feel like I'm being held. I feel like I'm being taken care of, which is.
Yeah, it's like you need a team behind you to get through. You need your village,
you
right?
Do.
Like, we sort of say, like, we're part of your village and we help you on the medical side and we help you on the coaching side and the support side, because you need all that. Like,
we need all of it. And I feel like as we get older, I don't know if it's as we get older or maybe, I don't know, but in Canada, I feel like, you know, women are, or people in general, are a bit more hesitant to pay for their healthcare. But as we age, I think more and more we're realizing, like, if we don't put some money behind and put some money into me and my health, unfortunately, as you said, like, our medical system isn't set up this way, and it's not preventative, it's triage. And I think more and more women are willing, and the price point is like very affordable. It's a wonderful program so far.
Yes. Yeah. Great. I'm so glad you're joining me.
It doesn't want to replace the medical care we can get.
No.
It's really more like, I'm going to have a gym membership because I want to be more healthy. I'm investing in my health. And
exactly. Yeah. Because if I have a cold, like, not a cold, but I don't know what I would go to the doctor for. Walking pneumonia. I'm not going to come to you. I still need to go there. I need to get some antibiotics. But it is like the gym membership, except I'm going to use this one, unlike my gym membership.
And because, yeah, I mean, that's what the coach is really great for, because you can message them in between sessions and they can check in on you.
Yeah. And it's, as a doctor, it's amazing to be working with a coach and a nurse and a team. You know, it's called integrative care, integrative medicine. So I think it's great for everyone to be working in a team. Everyone is winning from this.
and what I like too is that we're part of the team. We're part of the decision making.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what I mean by yes. Everyone is winning. The patient is winning. Everyone is just feeling better about it and really for the same goal.
Yeah, it's great. Oh, you know what we haven't talked about, but I think would be really great, is pellets. I understand that there is a formulation for testosterone that, and obviously it's not approved for women, but it's that some women are getting this. They're getting pellets under their skin. Is this true? And what are the risks of that? Why would someone do that?
Yeah, that's a great question. And pellets are not officially approved. They're not advised. But some women can prefer it in their own choice if they know the risk and the benefits. The only issue is that since it's not controlled, you're not really sure of the dose you're going to get. And then once it's in, it releases a dose, a fixed dose. So you cannot say, okay, I'm going to skip a day. I'm going to put one pump, half a pump instead of one. You know, it's like, it's a fixed dose. And there's higher chances that the dose will be too high. So I think if testosterone is used around perimenopause or close to menopause, it's probably not advisable because you need a much lower dose.
No pellets.
I know in the U.S. they have like more, we hear more about also the chokey, they call that, you put, it's like little gummies or something that you can put between, inside your cheek.
Like a chewing tobacco?
Yes.
And then you just suck on it for a while and...
Yeah. So you just put it there and then it get absorbed to the gums.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's the one I was all about, like, yeah, bring on the MHT, bring on the vaginal estrogen. And this one, I'm like, I don't know.
I think that goes back to like why it's important to have an expert, because they can walk through. Like, and I know Aliand is amazing on like, here's all the risks, here's the things that could happen, and here's the benefits, and letting you make that decision. And that doctors should only be doing things that are within their sort of area of experience, which is why, you know, we don't prescribe the gum dummy. But it's like making sure that, you know, just if you are getting this prescribed, you're working with a provider who can outline all the risks and benefits and side effects, and can I change this, and make sure that would be my advice, is make sure that they can answer all those questions for you, because it is such an important part of the process.
And the ability for the patient to have follow-up, right? I think that's a big red flag, right? For trying anything, you need to make sure that you have access to the professional who has prescribed this to you, and that you can check in regularly, which I think is one of the brilliant things about your program. Because I know since Michelle and I have started doing this, the number of times I've had an acquaintance or a friend say, okay, I got this prescription, but I don't really remember what they said, and the instructions aren't clear, right? And just to be able to have that coach to go back to and say, okay, can you remind me how I'm supposed to apply this, and when and why? And I think something else that we hadn't really been talking about recently, or maybe thought about before, that Jeanne brought up when we were talking about sexual health, is what's working right now, especially in perimenopause, may not be what you need 6 months from now, a year from now, right? I was ecstatic when I finally started to feel better after a long time of not feeling well and not feeling like myself. And I was almost like, oh my, no, don't, you can't change that. You can't take this away. Don't touch my estradiol prescription. But I'm changing, and I need to evolve with my knowledgeable practitioner, the team of, you know, experts that are looking after me, what it is that is best for my body. And I think that's really important to keep in mind. And it's also hard to find when you don't have what you've created at Coral.
Yes. And what I do see in the same kind of mindset is, if a woman comes to us and is really, I want testosterone, then if you start with what are your symptoms, and even if it's really around libido, and then if you treat the sleep with just basic HRT, if you treat the cortisol with other pillars, you know, like start mm-hmm. moving, look at what you eat. So integrating all those lifestyle changes and adjusting or starting estrogen and progesterone basic hormone therapy, you might improve many, many, many symptoms. And then maybe even the libido will come back, because you're mm-hmm. sleeping better, you're less stressed, you know, you're like, you feel better, you feel like yourself. And at the end of the day, it was not the testosterone the problem. It was just the other issues that are happening in perimenopause, because we know how perimenopause is also usually the 40s, early 50s. This is probably the busiest time in a woman's life. You know, when you have often growing kids, but still at home, aging parents, maybe people around you start getting sick, or, you know, and then your career is spiking, and there are so many things happening that I think you really have to look at all those things around you, and not only my libido. I need a fix.
Fair. Well, and that's just it. Well, you know what? There is no quick fix. There's no magic bullet. But I would say this: when you work with providers who are knowledgeable and skilled in perimenopause, menopause, postmenopause, they can usually find some initial, I'm going to call them quick hits,
yes,
where you can feel better enough mm-hmm. so that then you can actively start to build a toolkit that works for you, as opposed to just survive minute to minute.
And avoid antidepressant.
Right?
Yeah.
It's in the 40s, so many women get prescribed antidepressant, and maybe sometimes it is needed, but so it's important to keep it in the tools. But I think it's too often picked as a first line. When, yes, if we had the time to hear and start maybe hormone therapy or address the other pillars of health, if we have more time.
Yeah. Well said.
Not that I want this conversation to ever end, but since we're running out of time, your time, curious, what is the one thing you would love every woman to know about testosterone?
One thing. It is a very important hormone for women too. And if you think after having great advice that you really want to try it, then just, you know, try to find an experienced provider. And a great team that can support you in that path.
Thank you for that answer, and thank you for bringing us Coral. It's such an incredible virtual platform, and it's making such a difference, helping women get accurate information, evidence-based information, and access to an incredible team of experts to support us on our journey. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, we're super proud of what we built. We're really lucky to have Ariane as our medical director leading the protocol. I think she's got this amazing balance of sort of looking at the medical side, looking at the holistic, piecing it all together for optimum health. It's I think it's unique out there. So we feel very lucky to have her sort of leading that medical philosophy. Yeah, the care philosophy, I should say.
And we feel so lucky to have had you both on the show. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having us. It's great.
Thanks so much for listening to the show. If you like what you hear, please subscribe and write a review,
so more women can find us and get a better understanding of what to expect in perimenopause.
This information is not intended as medical advice. The intent of this information is to provide the listener with knowledge to support more efficient and effective communication with their medical provider.